Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, live from the Vic Cuis Fieldhouse here at Jackson College, where the Jets' second game of our doubleheader tonight taking on the Kellogg Community College Bruins. And we are, just moments away from getting the opening ceremonies out of the way and getting into game time, Brian. And I'll tell you what, Jackson's had to play hard a lot, shorthanded, and, you know, guys getting minutes, and it's guys like Brent Wiles and Alex Daniels who end up going out there and playing extended minutes, you know, maybe going the whole game without a minute break or so. So the conditioning is at least expected to be pretty good for Jackson. They have no choice.
Yeah, they're going to need to, foul trouble becomes more of an issue with seven, eight healthy bodies to go. I mean, you look over there, and what really stands out is just all the people in street clothes.
Right.
It feels like it's outnumbering the people in uniforms, but.
Yeah. So we're just, we can get the starting lineups introduced here on the floor. Right now, though, if you're listening and enjoying some college basketball here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, join us tomorrow night as we head out to Jackson High, where we saw the Vikings get a win on Friday against Pinckney. They'll try to do it again against Chelsea, the Bulldogs, a good Bulldogs team, on Tuesday. We'll be out there about 6:45 for the pregame. We'll try to tip it up at 7 o'clock, and that's on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
And if you're a Jackson High Viking fan, be happy because 2-0 while the radio crew's doing Jackson games this year.
Yeah,
we're kind of the good luck charm.
We are, and we'll try to bring that same luck as they try to top Chelsea Tuesday night at the high school. A lot of, with the winter and the snow and everything, tough to get an eyeball on where they stand on all of the upgrades and stuff, but they've been working consistently out there, and things are going to be looking real good over there.
I know, just walking into the facility, it's a big, nice open area where you walk in now, and used to have to kind of go up a whole bunch of stairs. It was nice.
And we were going to have a COVID surge kind of halted a chance to go see the new aquatic facility, which they're very proud of, and they love that they can start hosting some, to be able to host some, you know, regionals and things like that, and have big aquatic events at their new place.
And for you learning to swim at the Y, I'm sure that kind of appeals to your swimming ability.
I'm really good. I'm a good swimmer. I'm a solid swimmer. I like the water, yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your swimming
skills? My swimming.
I'm a 5 at best.
Oh, man, I'm probably 7, 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, you're a way better swimmer than I.
Yeah.
Based on just our self-reports.
Yeah. All right, and the starting lineup's introduced. And we'll go to the middle, and you got Gerard Hubbard out there at 6'8", tallest guy on the floor. He's not going to go to the mid-circle for the jump ball. It'll be Dayton Cole and Brett White in the middle.
And if you're tuning in to hear hoops, I promise you we'll talk hoops more than we're talking swimming, I promise.
Yeah, well, a lot of swimming today. Dayton Cole, we knew he had springs. He goes up high to get that one, taps it to LeBron, and we're underway. Left side for Alex Daniels. Coming around to screen, Cole spots up, now drives, gets deep off the window with the left hand, aggressive move all the way to the rack. And it's 2-0 Jackson.
Dayton Cole doing a Jada Patton impersonation, taking that strong to the hole.
Alika Edwards with the ball now for the Bruins, looking to work against Daniels. Gets down to the baseline. Nice little feed out to the free throw line area, and a soft shot for Quentin Jones. We're tied at 2. Jackson back up the floor. Corey Smith on the left side to the top for LeBron. Now gives it to Daniels. 2-2 score here early, 19 minutes. Still on the clock here underway first half. Wiles now at the left wing. Coming up a screen, Aquari Smith sets up. They give him enough space. He'll fire a 3. That one almost down and comes out. Just a good-looking jump shooter, Aquari Smith. Edmonds into the corner now for the Bruins. Down to the block as Quentin Jones goes to work. Jump hook is good. 4-2. Daniels back up the floor. Smith on the run. Beats everybody down the floor. And a nice touch up in an odd angle off the glass. And it's 4-4.
A Aquari definitely has that inside-out game.
Yeah, he doesn't want you to, I mean, treat him like he's a shooter, and he'd love to go around you and take a layup instead. There's a drive into the elbow, kind of a force-up shot there, and it's missed. Rasheed Dyson on the shot, rebounded by Jackson. Daniels up the right wing. Drives into the middle, into the air. He floats it left, it short, gets his own rebound. And he get a block attempt from behind on Edmonds, and he's going to hit him on the arm, and free throws coming for Alex Daniels. And that's a rule change since when we used to play, because he went in and took that shot and missed everything, got his own rebound, and that would have been a traveling violation call back in the day. But as long as you're doing a shooting motion, they don't call that.
Hey, you're aging yourself.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
And I'm not even as old as you, so... I was still playing ball at the time when, you know, I think we were playing church league after high school. So, it's probably 20 years. But that's real old school, wasn't it?
That is. Alex Daniels, who just made that free throw, probably wasn't even born when you're talking about that.
You're probably right. 5-4, Jackson leads. Daniels with a second free throw. And that, likewise, nothing but net. 6-4, Jackson leads by 2. Early going here. Kellogg with the ball. Left side for White, now to the top for Edmonds. Looking to go down to that block. They've got Jones down there posting up. He clears out, though. And we got it out for Edmonds, right side, working against Daniels. Crossover, pull up from the elbow. And halfway down and rattles out. Wiles taps it to Cole, and then it's loose, and Wiles grabs the loose ball. Daniels up the left side, now into the middle. Coming up a screen, LeBron drives, passes down to Cole. And a nice feed and finish, Dayton Cole. Puts it off the glass, and it's 8-4 Jackson.
Nice dish there by LeBron.
Showing off some speed out there. And that is Dyson out on the floor, makes a move to the basket. His shot is off. Loose ball and chased down by LeBron, again showing some speed. Now coming up the middle of the floor, right side for Wiles. Puts it on the deck, working against Edmonds. Gets in deep, puts it up, missed. But he's going to draw a foul, and that'll send Wiles to the free throw line.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that's also going to take Jared Hubbard to the bench with his second foul just less than 3 minutes into the game. Yeah, boy, Damaso LeBron, just watching him move today, he looks a little bit different than the last time we saw him.
Yeah.
He's moving a lot more decisively.
Wiles hits that free throw. 63% free throw shooter on the season, which is surprising to me because I get the sense he feels like he shoots a higher percentage than that.
I mean, you just watched that stroke. That looked good. Mm-hmm. Let's hope you didn't put an announcer jinx on him.
Oh, missed free throw there, and he can blame me. I don't mind. I haven't been punished for any of that yet so far. Edmonds up the floor and out of the top, and there's a three-pointer that rattles down and comes out. Missed shot again, Brett White, and Jackson rebounds. Wiles on the right wing to the top for LeBron. Directing traffic a little bit. Daniels, top of the floor. Now to Cole coming around the screen, and I think we're going to get LeBron for an illegal screen away from the ball. Turnover for the Jets. They lead 9-4. We have 16:56 to play first half. And we'll get Edmonds coming up the floor. Ball handling duties here for the Bruins, right side for Brett White. Gets a screen. Doesn't use it, goes away from it. Gets in deep, and his shot's blocked by Daniels, but we'll get a foul. And that's who's going to go against Alex Daniels.
Right now, the whistle blowing quite a bit more than it did during our first game. 4 fouls in the first 3 minutes.
Brett White at the free throw line for Kellogg, and that's nothing but net. 9-5 after the make. One more coming. Jackson out to an early lead here, but a lot of time left as White hits them both. Makes it 9-6. Daniels accepts the inbound pass. Right in the middle of the floor, out near the jump circle. Now moves in a little closer. Hands off to Aquari Smith. That 10-foot volleyball lane out there. Left side for Daniels. Cole comes around the screen, gets it at the top. Smith on the right side behind the arc. Puts it on the deck, steps back, pulls up that three. Ooh, long. Little hesitation, got it off and rebounded by Kellogg on the miss. And a move up the floor quickly and down to the low block. Passes out of there. Was Keelan Strickland into the game. And now they pass it down to him, and you get LeBron trying to get a swipe away steal, and he's going to commit a second foul. may have to get a substitution here from the Jackson bench.
Yeah, we said they're already shorthanded. They do not need any early foul trouble.
And so the 6 foot LeBron goes out, and the 6'7" Colby Cathy comes into the game. So a little height advantage now for Jackson. Edmonds running around the baseline, gets out to Strickland. Now back to Edmonds in the corner. He works his way out of there to the top. Cathy comes out to chase him. Calling for a screen, and he gets it, and they switch, and now it's Cole on Edmonds. He tries to go around, gets the finger roll up. Cathy grabs the rebound on the miss, gets it out to Daniels, running the floor up the middle for Jackson. Tries to go around the defense, gets down baseline, drops it off for Cole, cutting down the lane. His shot's off. Kellogg rebounds. Down the floor into the corner for Edmonds. Out on the floor is White. They're looking down to the block. Cathy one-on-one down there. And forced up shot. Good job by Cathy to not commit a foul on that. Jones comes down, gets the rebound, and scores it. That's Quentin Jones for the jump hook.
His third jump hook. Just nice soft shots by Jones underneath.
9-8. Just a one-point advantage now for Jackson. Left side for Wiles. Down behind the arc. Cathy comes out to the top to get it. Smith clears out of there. Cathy calling for somebody to come out and help him out. He hands it off to Daniels. Cathy doesn't want to handle the ball out on the floor too much. Daniels pulls up a three-pointer with 4 seconds on the shot clock and knocks it down off the dribble. Big shot there by the Jets. 12-8 lead with 14:45 to go first half.
Nice little sidestep that James Harden is making in vogue.
Strickland on the right wing out to the top for Quentin Jones. Left side for White. Aquari Smith in the passing lane, making that one uncomfortable. Screen from Jones, and now he rolls. Daniels comes out to help. Brent White comes back around to get it. Puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound grabbed away, and Strickland alone out for the three-pointer. Missed everything. Still loose, and a battle. Cole's going to come with a loose ball, and Daniels looks to run the floor. Aquari Smith up and off the glass. Nice soft touch at the window, and 14-8. His Jets go out in front with 14:03 to play.
Daniel's doing a great job pushing that up to Smith and letting him take him instead of over dribbling.
First half here, 14-8 Jackson, and now a move into the elbow and a fading jumper missed by White. Rebounded by Daniels, running the floor again, and it's 3-on-3 on the break. He gets in deep, left it short on the floater, and that's rebounded by Petre, the third. Gets it to Edmonds. In the half court set up here for the Bruins, looking for Jones down on the block against Cole. He goes to work, turnaround jump hook. Halfway down comes out, White rebounds, and Cole swipes across for the knockaway. They'll call him for a foul, and I think we can get that on the shot too. Yep. So they'll send White back to the line where he's perfect so far.
Right now, Kellogg really looking for mismatches and then really looking to get the ball down on the blocks.
White hits that free throw. Yeah, you could hear the coach over here saying, get it to Jones, get it to Jones.
Yep.
And they're letting him kind of set up down there in the post. It's playing behind him right now. We'll see if they switch and start getting out in front of him. Makes both free throws again, 14-10 with 13:20 to play first half. Aquari Smith. Daniels. A few steps behind the arc. And you got Cathy cutting across the lane. He tried to bounce pass it down to him just a little awry, and that's a turnover for the Jets.
We'll have Alex Smith taking Dayton Cole's spot. Coming in for the Jets right now. It's just really replacing one big body with another.
Yeah, 6'6", and listed at 245, Alex Smith.
And neither slight of build either. Both big, strong fellas.
Yeah. White looking to feed Jones as he's battling for some position down low with Smith. There's Strickland trying to feed it down to White on the baseline. It's knocked away. It'll go out of bounds, but last touch Jets. So it'll stay Kellogg ball.
Jets doing a better job there, kind of pushing him out of the block and not letting him set in so close.
Inbound there goes to Solomon Patre the third out on the floor. Edmonds looks at the three, makes a move inside, now steps back out. Daniels knocks it away. On the fast break, drops it for Aquari Smith, and he lays it in. Good feed by Daniels and a really great knockaway. And we'll get a timeout from the Kellogg bench. That's a 60-second timeout. 16-10 Jackson We're back in 60 seconds on WK. Oh, no, we're on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you. From minor leaks to clogged drains or larger plumbing jobs, Grimes has you covered. No job is too big or too small for Grimes Plumbing. Grimes Plumbing can get the job done before further damage occurs to your home. Take a peace of mind in knowing that Grimes Plumbing covers our work with a one-year labor warranty. Trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp.
For nearly two decades, the Jackson School of the Arts has been a leader in providing arts, dance, theater, and music education.
Our mission is to make all arts accessible to all children. Together we can help kids grow, give them hope, and contribute to their long-term well-being.
Please help by donating today. Your gift will bring music, dance, and so much more to our community.
Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
12:35 to play first half here. Jackson leads 16-10. Kellogg out of the timeout. Strickland brings it up the floor. Works to the right side. Sets up at the wing. Now coming back to the middle. Reverses pivot to White on the wing. Scoops it out. Newly on the floor for Kellogg is Dante Bailey. Trying to feed the low block. White steps back and little fading jumper. Soft touch, but missed. Rebounded by Wiles, and he looks to run. Jackson's been running on just about everything. Good recovery by Kellogg. They got to set up the half court now. Daniels out there. Right side for Smith. Gets a screen from Smith. Aquari Smith and Alex Smith. Left side, Daniels. Pump fakes the three. Now looks to go around. White. Good job by White to close out. Wiles. That's on the right side. Smith at the screen and roll. Wiles into the lane, into the air. Strong finish. Gets it up on the rim, and it goes down. 18-10, Jackson.
It sure was strong. Wiles there in traffic. Body's banging.
Quickly back down the floor. Kellogg, a little drive and pull up on the baseline. Forced that shot a little bit. Solomon Patre the third. Rebounded by Jackson. Smith out on the run. Pulls up. A little strong, but Kathy chases down the rebound. Wiles comes up with a loose ball. And Jackson gets an extra possession. 16 seconds on the shot clock. And it's Aquari Smith setting up the offense from the outside. 10 seconds. Wiles left wing. Daniels coming off the screen. Looking up 5 seconds. Smith open for three. Fires short. Rebounded Brett White for Kellogg.
We don't see Smith miss too many of those that open.
Yeah. White looking down to the block. Jones set up down there against Cole. And turns and faces, gets the shot to go and draws a foul. Jones, nice finish down there.
Yeah, that time Alex Smith did not get the hand straight up, kind of came down on him.
That was a tough shot to still make that, too.
It was. Jones has got 8 points, looking for his ninth of the 12 that Kellogg has right at the moment.
Only averages 11.6 on the season. And he's close to that already here with 10:50 to play, still first half. Jones earns himself a breather. That gets Jared Hubbard back on the floor, excuse me, for Kellogg. 6'8", 200-pound freshman out of Mattawan. Aquari Smith coming up the floor, 18-13, his Jets lead. What left side for Wiles, now to the top for Cole. Excuse me, that's Smith. Smith over to Aquari. Smith steps back, fires for three. And that one's down. And if Smith starts getting that jumper going, that's a tough defensive matchup. 21-13, Jackson leads by eight.
Yeah, he had just missed a wide open one that time, hand in his face. But good shooters just don't often miss back-to-back.
White from the right wing for Kellogg. Now left side, back to the top. Marcus Junk. Excuse me, Jurek. Pump fake for three. Now back into the corner. Drive and dish out. And that's a shot up by Bailey. Miss and rebounded by Jackson. Smith out on the floor. And again, Jackson looks to run. Don't really have numbers, but they're pushing the tempo every time. Wiles going to drive baseline. Take it down. Good block there defensively by Marcus Jurek. And now up the floor for Kellogg the other way. Bailey dribbles in, passes out. And there's a triple for Jared Hubbard. Missed. Rebounded by Jackson. Daniels looking to run. You got Smith setting up on the block. Instead drives. Daniels to the high post for Kathy. Right side for Smith. He'll fire for three again. And got it. Heating up Aquari Smith, 24-13. His team leads by nine. We get a timeout on the official timeout on the floor as Jared Hubbard's shoe came off.
And that's one for Kellogg where you got to tell your player hand down or man down, hand down. Because, again, you let Aquari Smith shoot without a hand up.
Yeah.
You're giving him 3 points most of the time.
Bailey now out on the floor. Get it to Brett White looking for Hubbard down in the post. Clears out of there. Coming across the top, Bailey dribbles into the three-point line area, hands it off, coming around the screen, Rasheed Dyson. And they go out and cover him on the floor, get it into White, makes a move across the lane, shots up and missed, rebounded by Smith for the Jets, and it's Daniels now on the breakout. Aquari Smith firing for three, that one's short. Little heat check there and a quick three in the corner. Still 24-13, Jackson leads, coming up the floor quickly as Jarek for Kellogg, and gets stuck in the corner, hands it off to Bailey out to the top for Dyson. He makes a move to the basket, loses it. Cole with a steal. Dayton Cole back on the floor. Daniels tries to walk past the defender. We get an offensive foul against Daniels on the move. I think that's good footwork there by Bailey to stay in front of him.
It was almost like he anticipated the Euro and got there.
Yeah. I was looking for a lob for Cole on the. He got the steal and then ran the break. I would have tossed it up off the backboard to him for that.
Yeah, they always talk about rewarding the big fella for running the floor, too.
8:20 to play. First half, 24-13. Jackson's lead is 9. Kellogg with the ball. Brett White out on the wing to the top there for Jurek. And he'll fire for three there. Goes down, missed. Alex Smith rebounds out to Aquari Smith. He sets up on the left wing. It's a screen from Alex Smith. Now into the lane, clears it out. Drops it down for Smith on the block. Makes a move to the basket. Gets in deep. Missed the shot, but draws a foul. Made Hubbard foul him, and that'll send Alex Smith to the line.
And if I have it right, that'll be Hubbard's third. The 7:55 mark of the first half. Expect to see him come out now.
They don't lose a lot. Quentin Jones will get back in. Hey, you got to go check in down there. Yep. Must have got him.
Yeah, since people can't see us, we're here at the end of the scores table announcing it. People think that we're the official scores.
Yeah, the headsets and the constant talking don't give it away that we're on the radio, I guess. Missed free throw by Smith. Kathy rebounds it for Jackson. Extra possession for the Jets, up 24-13 with 7:49 to play first half. Quarry Smith right wing for Kathy. The three bigs all on the floor together here for Jackson. Aquari on the left wing fires that one. I think that's a long two, but he knocks it down just the same, 26-13. Jackson leads again, another timeout from the Kellogg match. 7:30 to play, first half, 26-13. Jackson, Aquari Smith putting on a shooting demonstration tonight. We're back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Smart homeowners know that proper maintenance of their home's heater can save a bundle in the long run. Trust your comfort specialists at Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, to keep your heater running right. Whether you have furnace, heat pump, boiler, or any type of heating system, a proactive tune-up can help keep you comfortable. Just call 517-782-8191 or visit aspenheating.com to schedule a $99 tune-up. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana dealer. Now sing it with me.
It's just a call away.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
7.5 on the first half clock here. Jackson College, Vic Hewitt Fieldhouse, the Jets out to a 26-13 lead. And Demasa LeBron back on the floor with two fouls. Dayton Cole, Aquari Smith. We got Kathy and Alex Smith on the floor. Kellogg ball out of the timeout. Quentin Jones back in. And there's one to Dyson working against LeBron. Passes off the dribble out to Bailey for three. It's short, and Kathy goes up to yank down the rebound. And he's putting it on the deck, running the floor. The big man gets it to LeBron. Now Aquari Smith near the jump circle, setting up the offense. 18 on the shot clock. Hands off to LeBron in the wing. He goes toward the hoop. Now looking to clear it out. Goes to Alex Smith out on the floor. Left side for Aquari Smith. Smith, Alex Smith sets a screen. He doesn't use it. He just pulls up the three. It's short and rebounded by Kellogg.
And even though Aquari missed that, coach from Kellogg was very angry. Don't let him shoot.
Drive to the basket and a miss. Rebounded by Jones, and he shows that jump hook again. And it's 26-15.
Jones has been at his average already with 11.
Kathy out on the floor. Makes a move to the basket into the air. Awkward shot. He goes down hard. No foul call. Rebounded by Kellogg. Brett White coming up the left sideline into the middle of the floor. Nobody stops him. Gets into the lane. It's partially blocked. I don't know who that foul is going to go against, but that'll be called on Alex Smith.
Alex Smith second. Damaso LeBron happy that they didn't get him. That was going to be his third.
6:15 to play here, first half. 26-15, Jackson's lead 11. And that'll be Brett White stepping up to the free throw stripe. And he's still perfect from there.
5 for 5 for Brett White. Boy, like I said, Jackson doing a really good job now of pushing the Kellogg players that are trying to post up, getting them like an extra 2 steps out, just making those shots a lot harder this now than they did at the beginning of this game.
Yeah. 26-17 after a perfect night at the line so far for Brett White. Jackson with the ball now. Wiles left side for Aquari Smith into the corner for LeBron. He dribbles out of there to the wing. Now to the top for Dayton Cole. Aquari Smith on the right side getting into the paint, pulling up from the elbow, and a lot of like hand checking. So the shot's not going to count. They're going to call that on the floor, but you can see Kellogg committing to try and make it tougher on Aquari Smith here.
And that was Dyson's first. Dyson said averaging 21 a game, right?
Yeah.
And Dyson's scoreless
22.
Right now. 22 a game, and he's scoreless with 5:53 to go in the first half.
So Jackson's done a good job so far of taking away Kellogg's leading score. Not the other way around. Aquari Smith with 14 first half points. LeBron into the elbow. Passes out to Smith around the screen, and he took an extra step. And a traveling violation against Aquari Smith. 26-17. Jackson leads by 9. Kellogg ball. White gives to Edmonds here. Kalamazoo, Michigan for Edmonds. Right wing for Dyson. Now to the top for Jones. You like having him way out there if you're Jackson. He's been doing his damage down on the block. Edmonds out of the corner, drives, gets into the paint, reverse layup, and finds some space, scores it, and it's 26-19. Aquari Smith wastes no time back up the floor, and another finger roll for him. And the athleticism from Smith, the good shooting, he's just a nice player.
Yeah, just a smart finisher.
Yeah, 5:03 to play, and Jackson, LeBron's got his man coming across the lane, steals it away, but it goes out of bounds. And LeBron catches it before it gets to the wall. Inbound from the baseline here for the Bruins. It's Edmonds to pass in. And a floated out to White deep. Gets a screen out there from Dyson. And LeBron knocks it away, but it's recovered by Jurek. Gets it over to the Edmonds, and Jurek across the lane cutting. They get the pass through the lane. Blocked by Smith, and he gets the loose ball too. And Jackson with numbers running. Up this left side, LeBron passes to Cole down the lane. Double-handed jam. Dayton Cole finishing with an exclamation point. 4:34 to play.
The fans that did get the treat to come here tonight all erupted. That was a big two-handed jam by Cole.
Big man trailing the break, rewarded with a great pass, and went up and made it look good. And now good defense in the lane by the Jets, and trying to get the shot up, and has to hit it off the shot clock. And so a turnover for Kellogg. 30-19 with 4:18 to play, and still a little buzz in the Vic Cuas Fieldhouse here after that jam by Dayton Cole.
Little surprised there's not a Kellogg timeout after that.
Damaso LeBron coming up the floor, looking for a back cut. Daniels feeds into Wiles instead. He goes up against a double team, and that's missed. Rebounded by Dyson, and he's running the floor. They give and go. He gets into the lane. Goes up left-handed, short. Rebounded Wiles, and Jackson now running. Daniels up the left side. Crosses over into the lane, into the air, floats off the window. No good, but he gets the foul, and Daniels will go to the stripe where he is a good free throw shooter.
How good?
I was shuffling through my papers. He shoots 83%.
That is good.
That's very good. And he gets it.
Oh. you know what? At 83%, I'm not even afraid to say this. Daniel's perfect 3-for-3 on the night.
Yeah.
Not even worried about the jinx.
350 remains here in the first half. 31-19, Jackson continues to stretch their advantage. Daniels gets that to go.
Easy.
32-19. Here comes Kellogg. Tavier Boykins on the floor. He's working his way up. Left side for, that is, excuse me, Strickland. There's some substitutions during that free throw. Boykins gets it out to Edmonds on the floor. 3.5 to play. They're looking for Jones in the post against Cole. Gets that up and another jump hook. And Cole went up to challenge, but they couldn't stop him. Jones, when he gets it that deep, he's tough.
I think perfect for the night, if I'm not mistaken. 13 points for Jones from Kellogg.
Right wing for Daniels gets a screen and roll from Wiles. Now high post for Dayton Cole. Back out to Daniels. 13 on the shot clock. Daniels feeds LeBron on the baseline. He goes all the way through the lane out to Wiles. 5 seconds deep triple from Daniels, and he gets it. Defender in his face. Daniels knocks it down. 35-21 Jackson. Strickland driving, knocked away from behind for Wiles, and out on the floor. Smith was out there instead. White comes through and steals the pass and gets himself a layup for Kellogg. 35-23 with 2:40 to play in the half. Daniels to LeBron. Swings to the right side for Smith. Gets a screen from Cole. Cole rolls to the basket. Turns around and has to pass it back out to Aquari Smith. Wiles near midcourt. Dribbles into the wing area. Hands off to LeBron, and Kellogg getting aggressive on the defensive end here, and they knock it away, and it's a turnover. Wiles can go back to the bench. It's Kathy in to replace him. Kathy, Cole, Aquari Smith, Damaso LeBron, and Alex Daniels for Jackson on the defense here as Boykins brings it up for Kellogg. 2:16 to play, 35-23. Setting up the half court here, right side for Strickland. Way out there where even Steph Curry might not shoot. And look at Dayton Cole working to deny Jones down in the block, and I think he's going to get a foul call down there, but he showed some athleticism jumping out to knock that away.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I thought he did a pretty good job of just getting around him, but that's going to be Dayton Cole's second.
That'll get Alex Smith back off the bench. Cole go take a breather with two fouls. Quentin Jones at the free throw line.
Yeah, LeBron with two, Daniels with two, Cole with two, and Smith with two. I'm sure Coach Johnson would love to get to this half with nobody getting their third.
2:01 on the clock, and he hits the first, 35-24. And if you're Kellogg, you want to get this down inside of 10 points before you go to the locker room. Still plenty of time to do that. Jones gets them both. That helps. 35-25. Jackson on the offense. Daniels takes the inbound.
Quentin Jones having a night.
Daniels hands off to Smith. Screened by Alex Smith. Aquari out on the floor. They leave him for a moment, but he doesn't take the shot. Kathy at the top hands off to Daniels, coming around to the elbow area. Sets up on the wing. Now Alex Smith hands off LeBron. Smith goes to set up. Brown on the drive in the air. What a move. Gets into the air. Double clutch. Finger roll. Missed it, but he's going to go get free throws after that move. Knifing through the lane. Getting into the air. A little circus shot. And took the hard bump on the floor. And so now with the free throw stripe.
They have dunk contests. And I will say, if they had like crazy layup contests, Damaso LeBron might have just got a 9.8 with that one.
Yeah.
Cool looking layup.
And missed the free throw. Loose on the floor. Kathy chases it down, saves it to LeBron. And Kellogg right there with a knockaway attempt. And it's, I think it's going to be Edmonds called for that reach. And it is 35-25. So Jackson leads minute 32. And that's bonus free throws here. LeBron gets a second chance.
Yeah, just missed two. Get another crack at it for LeBron.
And that one's good. Now, when we say LeBron, I mean, I know what you might, you know, it might happen in your head, but I do want to point out he's listed at 6 foot, 160 pounds, freshman out of Homer, Michigan. So as far as the other LeBron, the measurables, the physical features, quite different.
And this is his last name.
Yeah, last name versus first name. You're getting it all. Drive and a miss by Kellogg, but an offensive rebound. Strickland into the corner for Boykins, and then call the travel. Tried to take that extra step to get back behind the arc, and it was too many. Minute 15.
Had he pulled it and shot, I think they would have let it go. But then when he tried to dribble.
You know who they wouldn't call that travel on?
The real LeBron.
LeBron James, yeah. Minute 10, 37-25 lead for the Jets. Damaso LeBron with the ball. And Daniels with a back cut and off the window. Great feed and just understanding, a little eye contact between the two, and they knew exactly what to look for. And a pretty feed, and LeBron's made a couple of those nice passes to set up shots for his teammates. 56.6. Jackson leads 39-25.
Yeah, with a couple guards down, LeBron getting a lot more playing time and taking advantage of it. Stepping up. Next man up.
Yeah. 48 seconds in the half. Edmonds with the ball on the wing. Kathy comes out to show on the screen. They get switched up. They're looking for White down in the block. Nothing there. Strickland out on the floor. Drives baseline into the air. Drops it up for Jones. They double him. Brett White out on the wing. And there's a little one dribble fader that goes in. 39-27. Aquari Smith left side for Daniels. Into the corner for LeBron. He's going to dribble out of there. 18 seconds. Shot clock is off. Coach Johnston came all the way down here to make sure he shouted out his play. There's a tap away with 12.9 left. Jackson ball sideline inbound.
Jackson's going to be holding it for this last shot. At worst, you go to halftime with a 12-point lead.
Inbound goes to Kathy in the corner, looking down to Smith. Not really holding for the last shot. Takes that one a little too early in the clock, off the glass, and rebounded by Kellogg. And here comes Boykins into the paint. Kathy plays good defense into the corner, though. Strickland open for three. No good.
Dodged a bullet there.
Dodged there. Shot went up a little too early in that clock with Kathy, and gave Kellogg a chance at something at the buzzer. They missed the shot, so 39-27. Our halftime score, Jackson. Really, early on, it was Aquari Smith shooting well, and then Daniels got some big shots, did some good stuff at the line, and really it's nice to see those guards out on the floor setting up those big men when they run the floor, because Jackson's got Kathy, Cole, and Smith, who will all, you know, they play big down there, and they like to get it to those guys, I think, that, you know. They like to work it down to the bigs.
Yeah, Dane Cole with six, but two of them with a big thunderous two-hand slam running the floor that got the what crowd there is here on their feet.
And I've been longing for one of those all year, Brian. I'm glad we got one. And Dayton Cole is a guy I expected to give us one because he's got that combination of strength and athleticism. Just springs for that young man. And he went up and showed it to us and crashed that dunk down, and I love it.
Yeah, and if you looked at him, you wouldn't necessarily think springs. You'd think strength. This is going to be a bruiser, but
maybe
he
a little bit of a plodding style. Yeah, he's got that combo of size, strength, and springs.
Yeah,
I can't think of a better word for it. He can jump high, if I'm being very, very literal. We're at the half, 39-27, Jackson leads. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here. Catch our breath, do some addition, subtraction, whatever's necessary, and get you some numbers, and then get you set for the second half here. Again, Jackson leads 39-27 on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, live from the Vic Hewis Fieldhouse tonight. Jackson College men taking on Kellogg and out to a 12-point lead after the first half of action. We noted in the pregame that we had kind of a three-headed monster for the Kellogg team, and that was Rasheed Dyson, Brett White, and Tavier Boykins. And Boykins coming off the bench tonight, only a few minutes, but really the star for Kellogg has been Quentin Jones, who averages about 11.6 on the season. He's got 15 points tonight. To lead scoring for Kellogg as they trail Jackson. But I think the big note is that Rasheed Dyson is the leading scorer for Kellogg, scoreless in the first half, 0 for 4 shooting. And really, I'm trying to think of those four shots, and I don't think any of them were really particularly open looks.
Yeah, for a guy that's averaging 22 a game, he's definitely been noticeably absent. In fact, you know, I'm not sure if that tells how many minutes he played, but even just seeing him on the floor.
5 minutes he's listed for out of 20. So
we don't know if that's an injury or maybe he's coming back from something, but many minutes for a guy averaging 22 a game.
Really impressive, though, Quentin Jones down on the block, what he's been able to do, scoring with the defense on him. And that jump hook is just a lethal weapon. He's 6 of 7 shooting. I think I do recall him missing one, but 6 of 7 shooting and a half is outstanding when the team's 9 of 32. Doesn't take you much mathematics to understand that only 3 other shots were made in that half. They did all right 9 for 9 at the free throw line, and that's what led to Brett White getting most of his 10 points, but it's basically been those two, and that's most of the scoring there, aside from just 2 points from Edmonds for Kellogg. Meanwhile, Jackson, a little more scoring around the board, but the leading scorer in the game for everyone is Aquari Smith with 16. He did it on 7 of 13 shooting, went 2 for 7 from 3-point, and I got to be honest, I thought it was maybe more a better percentage than that from 3-point. It just seemed like they were going in for him. But yeah, shooting a good percentage is Jackson, and 16 points for Smith, Alex Daniels with 12, and then you had 6 from Dayton Cole, but you have 2 fouls for LeBron, 2 fouls for Daniels, and then 2 fouls for Cole and Smith as well, so they'll be watching that closely in the second half.
Yeah, being shorthanded, doing a good job of not picking up their third. And as you talk about 3-point shooting, Jackson 4 for 9 for the half, whereas Kellogg 0 for 7. It's just hard to win college games or any games these days going 0 for 7 from the 3-point line. You know, 3-point is so important for momentum swings and things. So 4 for 9 versus 0 for 7, tough for Kellogg to overcome that.
Yeah, Jackson just shooting a better percentage and winning the rebound battle 21-19. Assists was 7-3 for Jackson. Turnovers 4-3. Jackson, I guess, faltering there with more turnovers. But in the steals column, 2 for Jackson, none for Kellogg. So things going well for Jackson, out to a 12-point lead, 39-27 after one half of basketball. If you're Kellogg, what do you got to do to get back in this game?
Well, again, not knowing the health of Rasheed Dyson, you know, if you have a guy averaging that many points, you got to get him going if he's healthy. If not, you know, I guess you keep going to Quentin Jones and hope that some of those three-pointers fall. Like I said, Jackson did a much better job the second part of the first half, just kind of pushing Kellogg off the block for a long time. The only thing Kellogg wanted to do was just feed the post. And I guess being 0 for 7 from the 3, maybe that's why they want to do that. Maybe that's not just an aberration this game. Maybe they're shooting woes for them normally as well.
Well, as a team, Kellogg shoots about 28%, 29% from 3-point. Yeah. But when you've got Brett White, who shoots about 47%, and then Alika Edmonds, about 43%. So you do have some shooters that you'd love to go inside out to, and maybe Jones can when they start trying to shut him down, which probably includes a double team or two from Jackson, he's got to be smooth enough to get it out of there to one of those shooters to knock down and come back from this 12-point deficit. Meanwhile, for Jackson, what do you think you do in the second half?
Well, Jackson, we talked about the backcourt of Aquari Smith and Alex Daniels, just tough. I mean, those are two good players, two guys that you could definitely see continuing their college basketball careers after Jackson College.
Yeah.
And, you know, you put a couple D2-type guards at a community college. I know it's Jackson College, but they're playing community college. Yeah. You put them at that league level, and they are going to be dominating, which they have. 28 points between the two of them.
Yeah, you kind of just want to keep it in those two guys' hands and let them make decisions, because so far so good. Aquari Smith took 13 shots in the half, but I can't think of one of them that I would have told him not to take, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We just like the way he shoots, and really, he's been running the floor, and he's got 3 or 4 layups in him too, so he's not just an outside shooter. And I think he's got a dunk or two in him maybe in the second half, too, if he's running the floor like that. And that's what Jackson, I think, has really done better than Kellogg is get out and run the break, and the big men are running, too. So Jackson leads 39-27. We'll take 3 minutes here on the halftime. When we come back, we'll get ready for second half of action. Again, Jackson 39, Kellogg Community College 27, here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
We're just moments away from getting things underway here for the second half. Again, join us tomorrow night, high school basketball at 970 AM, 101.5 FM, Jackson High hosting Chelsea, and then Rugged Cascades basketball on Friday night as Napoleon hosts Vandercook Lake, top two teams in the Cascades Conference matching up again. And now after Vandercook had their first loss last week, Napoleon could take over first place in the league with a win at home on Friday night. So,
the crazy Cascades Conference, not just the rugged
Conference. It's wide open right now. Feels that way anyway.
My biggest question is, how are you going to do tomorrow going from the Jackson Jets to the Jackson Vikings? Are you going to pull – how many times are you going to – it's like calling the San Diego Chargers or something instead of the L.A. Chargers.
I feel like it's easier to go back to the Vikings than – from Vikings to Jets, because we did the Vikings on Friday.
Yeah,
I think we just do more of their games or see them more often. So I think that's easier, but
okay,
that's what we'll try. That's what we'll expect. We'll see.
For those out there playing Steve Boyle bingo while listening to us, we'll see
how many
if he calls the Vikings the Jets or vice versa. You can put an X in that square.
I also think that I have some sort of a lingering, because we did Jada Patton game a game or two in high school when they were playing in the postseason, had a nice little run winning the district. I still associate her with the Vikings.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Well,
they have Steve Boyle bingo? They should.
I might start selling
Boyle bingo cards. Right. That has a nice ring to it, too.
Well, we have I want to mention tomorrow night, following our broadcast of Jackson High Chelsea, we have Michigan basketball on the air again, so they had a tough loss against Purdue on Saturday. They need wins, they're going to be NIT bound. And that's my prediction right now.
Hey, my wife was just saying that she isn't having as much fun with Michigan basketball. I said, well, this ending's going to be fun because all the games are important now.
Yeah. We're underway. Boykins getting the start here in the second half. Edmonds looking down to Jones on the block. They had a lot of success down there in the first half. Clears it out of there to White at the wing. He makes a drive. Ooh, good stop and pop there as the defender flew past. He just held his spot and shot off the window, 39-29. Kellogg scores in their first possession. Daniels on the offense, and White coming out to pressure him. Daniels works into the middle of the floor, has to clear it out to Aquari Smith. There's a steal. Boykins on the breakaway all alone, and he'll finger roll it. I thought we might get a dunk.
Boykins disappointing us.
4-0 run right here to start for Kellogg. Daniels setting up the offense now for Jackson. Working to the left wing. Goes through, and he's going to take it all the way in. Gets fouled, but that'll be out on the floor, and that's a Jackson inbound from the baseline.
Yeah, and only Brett White's first foul. So we always talk about how important these first couple minutes are coming out of the half. So far,
inbound goes to Daniels, and he catches it and fires in rhythm and knocks it down. Big triple at Alex Daniels, 42-31. And they're looking to get it down to Jones on the block, and Cole jumps around, and he gets foul number three early here in the third quarter. And that's another time where I don't necessarily think there was a lot of contact there. I think Cole's kind of getting around.
Looked real similar the first time, just him trying to get around him.
Inbound goes to White down on the baseline. And he makes a move, steps back, and he likes that shot. That's the second time this happened. He's done nothing but net on that one. 42-33, the lead is 9 for Jackson. Aquari Smith on the wing to the top for LeBron. And they're really pressuring the guards here in the second half. You can tell that's something Kellogg talked about, but a little hand check there from Dyson, and he'll call for that foul.
And you know, you average 22 a game, you have zero. You try to make up for it in different ways, play a little better defense. And I think Dyson trying to just got a little handsy.
Wiles on the baseline floats it down to Cole, and he missed the reverse layup.
Was he in between dunking it or not dunking it?
I think he should have bent his knees a little more and gone up and dunked it. Ball loose now as Boykins drives. He does clear it out to White on the drive. Swatted away by Cole. And it'll stay Kellogg ball. Dayton Cole. Up a little high for that one.
Dayton Cole needs to be careful. He's looking to swat everything. He doesn't want to get his fourth right now this early in the second half.
Out on the floor, Boykins looking for Jones down. And now you got to go right at Cole down there. And he missed it. That was probably the easiest look he's had because Cole didn't jump. Missed it, and Jackson rebounds. Daniels comes up in rhythm again. Nothing but the bottom, and that's two threes in the half that he's hit just the very bottom of the court.
Kellogg's coach even said, oh, as he was shooting it, he knew it was going in, too.
45-43. Near turnover out on the floor as Dyson goes into the lane from the elbow. LeBron makes it tough. He missed it. Rebound goes out to LeBron. Running the floor is Daniels into the middle. Up into the air, left it short, and might have got partially blocked. Daniels gets the rebound, though, into the corner for LeBron. Now Daniels back on the wing, skips it across to Quarry Smith. He's open. That one a little short, rebounded by Kellogg. 45-33 as the pace picks up here in the second half. Boykins coming down into a double team. Tough shift, gets that shot to go somehow, and really because Cole's trying not to commit that fourth foul. 17-15 to play, 45-35. Keeping it at 10 here. Daniels, left side for Cole. He looks to drive, gets into the lane, into the air. Too strong off the glass and rebounded by Jones.
If you're Kellogg, you keep going at Cole, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Boykins on the drive, and you get a foul, I think, against Aquari Smith on the floor. So they're going at just about everyone here as Kellogg continues to kind of go try to get their points in the paint.
Sure looks like that must have been a talking point at halftime for Kellogg, because whoever gets it's driving, taking it to the basket strongly.
Three fouls. Dayton Cole goes to the bench, gets Alex Smith, and he's got two. So we'll see if he can avoid picking up his third. Boykin steps back, doesn't take the three, out to Edmonds, now trying to get to White down on the block against Wiles. Good up and under move by White, and he's showing some nifty moves here in the second half. Cuts the lead to eight.
He is smooth.
Tomaso LeBron out on the floor, and they're setting up a set play here. And Daniels came out, and they're jumping right out on those plays, knocked out of bounds. And a lot more aggressive out here on the wings for Kellogg. Kathy into the game.
Yeah, Tomaso not seeing that kind of speed at Homer.
Yeah.
In the Big Eight.
Kathy gets the inbound on the baseline, looking to get down to Alex Smith. Nothing there, well defended. LeBron out on the floor. And Daniel's trying to come off. They look to go down to Kathy on the block. And that was smart because the way that they're chasing out on the wings, you want to look down there for that guy who might have been overlooked.
Jackson really could be setting them up for some back door now. Fake it to that wing and cut back door. Clear out over there.
Inbounds goes to Daniels. He fires it at the shot clock buzzer. Just a fling, and he is on fire as that hits nothing but the bottom again. Puts his team back up by 11 with 16 minutes to play.
Daniels is just ripping hearts out for Kellogg. That's twice as shot clocks are expiring. He hit tough shots.
Jones makes a move against Smith, clears it out, open for Brett White on the wing. Short front rim. Daniels chases down, and he's got numbers to run. Kathy stopped at the wing. I think he's got a ankle soreness there. And Daniels hits again.
Oh, four threes in this half for Daniels.
Kathy's going to have to come out. He's got a bad wheel over there. And Jackson will take a timeout to get him out of there. He kind of stopped running on that break. I thought we were getting a dunk. Yeah, and instead, we get the triple from Daniels. 51-37. Let's take 30 seconds here on the timeout. 15 and a half to play on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Want to make a grand gesture to your significant other for Valentine's Day, but coming up short? K105.3 is here to help. Enter online at K105.3.com now through February 9th for a chance to win a romantic getaway for you and one guest at Lakeview Hotel and Conference Center in beautiful Bel Air, Michigan, including two ski passes at Shush Mountain Ski Hill. One lucky runner-up will also get a Jackson, Michigan date night package, including dinner at Veritas. And enter our Valentine's sweepstakes now through February 9th at K1053.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
15 minutes, 32 seconds, and Jackson leads 51-37. Hot shooting. Four threes here in the second half for Alex Daniels.
Yeah. Daniels with all 12 of Jackson College points this half.
With a little foul trouble on Dayton Cole. He's got his third, but you go in with Alex Smith for a while and bring Dayton Cole back a little later and hope you got an even bigger lead.
Just need four guys to play defense and let Alex Daniels shoot. They'll be fine.
He's playing defense, too. We got Edmonds out on the wing here working against Daniels. And Daniels gets a hand in that dribble, and it was loose for a moment. Jones out on the floor. You like him outside the arc if you're Jackson. Now he's going to go set up on the block, and he makes it tough to front him down there, too. Brett White gets in deep, gets up in the air, missed it, gets his own rebound. That's been a tough defensive matchup for Wiles here in the second half. White misses the second one. Wiles comes out with the rebound. Gets it to Daniels with Smith up the floor. Aquari in the corner, clears it out to LeBron. He'll drive from there, pull up from the free throw line, and that's offside rim. Dan Smith there for the rebound and the easy putback layup. Alex Smith just kind of right place, right time. 53-37, Jackson's lead.
Yeah, Jackson really playing good on the defensive end, too.
Aquari Smith. Oh, what a nice steal move on Boykin. Smith running the floor. Pulls it out. LeBron at the top. Keeps the pressure on. Drops it down for Smith. What a feed by LeBron. He's shown that a few times tonight. Highlight reel passes and a layup for Smith, and it's 55-37, Jackson.
Smith owes him a little Wendy's combo.
Boykin shows a nice move there. Drops it off for White. Gets in off the window. Too short. And that was good job by Wiles to stay on his feet because Brett White's been getting him up off of his feet and then making another move. And Wiles just held it and made that a bad shot. Ball loose on the floor, and we get a tie up, and it's going to be Jackson ball.
Good hustle there by Alex Smith. You don't see the big 6'9 guys hitting the floor like that, diving for loose balls. But
he's not 6'9, but 6'6 is still.
Okay. To me, he looks 6'9.
And 245, getting all that weight down on the floor. LeBron moving through the lane in traffic, and there's Wiles. Has it knocked away from behind, but it goes right back to him, and now it's loose in a tie-up, and it goes out, and they're going to say last touch, Jets.
Now, seeing Brent Wiles on the floor, that's not surprising.
No.
Just a hard-nosed player, kind of guy you want on your team.
Put his body on the line with no question. 13:43 to play. Jackson leads 55-37. Edmonds up the floor here for Kellogg. Set a screen from Jones. Edmonds coming around. Jones rolls, and he's got a switch with Daniels on him, and he goes to it right quick. The jump hook missed it. Smith comes through with the rebound. That's Alex. Gets it to LeBron running up the middle of the floor, out to Daniels, and they're going to come out and not let him get that three-point shot up. Pressure him all the way out. LeBron makes a move to the basket as they come out and pressure him.
Oh.
And he gets into traffic, floats it, and gets it to go down. Six-footer in the trees, and he gets the bucket. 57-37. Jackson's lead stretched out to 20 now with 13 minutes to play. Edmonds working around a screen, left side for White into the corner. Boykins looks at the three, drives into the lane instead, into a double team, loses footing for a moment. Good feed down to Dyson. And that's the first bucket for Rasheed Dyson. 57-39.
Took almost 28 minutes for their leading scorer to get their first points. Good job by the Jets.
Quarry Smith on the left wing for Jackson. Looking for Wiles, and he wasn't looking. Passes loose, and LeBron steals it away from Boykins. Good stop on what should have been a fast break bucket for Kellogg. Into the corner for Smith. Pump fakes the defender. Takes a step in and knocks down that jumper in good rhythm.
Quarry Smith just has all the moves.
And all of it happened so under control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brett White out on the floor, calling for a screen from Jones again. They get the switch. Jones down against Wiles, and the pass comes in awkwardly. They're going to call it off the Jets as it goes out of bounds. Little salesmanship from Alex Daniels doesn't change the official's mind.
I think Brett White was a better salesman than Daniels.
White's going to inbound it from the baseline here. Gets it into Bailey on the floor now for Kellogg. Into the corner for White. Looking for Jones down low against Smith. Jones goes to work. Clears it back out. Looks to reset. Now a little drive and dish. And got Jones the open layup. Good job, White, to set that up as they went to double him. Jones all alone. 59-41. 11:40 to play. Daniels gets way down deep. across the lane to Alex Smith. And when he gets it that deep, you kind of got a foul, and that's what happened. Smith will go to the line. Good news for Jets fans. Kathy back into the game after it looked like he had kind of rolled an ankle.
Yeah.
He's quickly back in.
Just needed a little halftime breather.
11:35 to play here. 59-41. Jackson in front with Alex Smith at the free throw line. And his first free throw hits that back part of the rim and drops in.
Do we have a Alex Smith free throw percentage for the season?
42.9%.
That looked kind of like a 42%. He's done a good job, just free throws might not be his bag, I guess.
Yeah, it's not his specialty. 11.5 to play, 60-41. Out of the floor, Dyson makes a move into the corner for White. Now he stops, pops, missed. Rebound battle down there, Kathy, and he gets it loose. It's still out on the floor. And Dyson can't corral it. He does grab it now, and Bailey will set up the offense for Kellogg. Gets it to Dyson. Working against Kathy, and he'll pull up the three. Short. Side rim goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a big scorer and you're looking, you know, you look up at this point in the game, you have 2 points. You start to force a few things. That was a quick, contested three. Early in the shot clock. Jackson would be happy to have Kellogg shoot that shot, even from their best scorer.
Mm-hmm. Jones goes to the bench, gets Hubbard back into the game. Jones a little less effective on the block in this half than he was in the first half, but still having a nice game. Under 11 minutes to play. Jackson's lead is 60-41. Aquari Smith on the wing, looking for Dayton Cole down in the block, and that was just a miscommunication. He threw it to the other team. Hubbard running up the floor, gives it off to Strickland. Left side for Dyson. He's going to drive against Wiles. Spins in the air. Missed. Rebound Wiles, and you can see the skill from Dyson. Just couldn't get the shot to go down on that play. Kathy out on the floor. He doesn't want to be out there dribbling, and it's a turnover. And nice job to get it to Strickland. Drops it off for Bailey. Kathy comes out and blocks it, and they're going to say goaltending?
I guess so. Just once I'd like to goaltend, something like that.
Yeah, Kathy got up high for that one. The ankle must be doing okay. 60-41, though. Are we going to get some? Yeah, they're going to have to put two more points up there. I think they're still making sense of it over at the score table, but Aquari Smith drops it down to Dayton Cole, and he got good body position and gets an easy finger roll. So 62-43. We'll let them make sure that score straightened out, but Dyson on the move, gets past the defender, and there he goes to score one out the window, and he's starting to call his own number more. 9:54 to play. Alex Daniels coming up. And he'll hand it off for Wiles out on the wing. And Daniels called for a foul away from the ball.
Yeah, Daniels kind of gave Wiles a little handoff and then might have stuck that derriere out there a little bit.
So the scoreboard right now says 62-45, 9:46 to play. Kellogg ball trailing on the road. Strickland brings the ball up for the Bruins, works to the right side of the floor. Dyson setting up down on the block against Kathy. Size mismatch. Strickland's going to drive, gets into the air, splits the defense, goes up with the left hand. That's a nice shot.
Yeah, nice bucket for his first 2 points of the game. Strickland, where's that been?
Daniels has it right side for Aquari Smith. Strickland comes out to check him. Smith surveying for someone to pass to. Wiles comes out to get it on the floor. 13 on the shot clock. Now Cole out on the wing. Makes a move into the lane. Gets into the air. It's knocked away. And we get a foul against Strickland. And Kellogg, that'll be their fifth.
Boy, Kellogg definitely make a concerted effort to limit Aquari Smith and Alex Daniels' touches. They're shadowing them wherever they go, making it much more difficult for them to even catch the ball, much less get an open look.
62-47. Wiles takes the inbound and works across the left side. They get it to Smith in the corner. Aquari drives around the defense, pulls up, and that shot's off. And the rebound goes out of bounds off Hubbard, and it'll stay Jackson ball. And Aquari Smith missed that one from about 15 feet, but still always a good-looking shot when he takes it. I expect them to go in, and that's a compliment that I can give to a player to say I expect it to go in when you shoot.
When he shoots, I always think it's going in.
They pass it on the floor to Wiles on the inbound again. This time in the opposite corner, Smith fires for three, and that's short.
Except that one.
Hubbard, yeah. Hubbard boxed out, got the rebound for Kellogg. Strickland coming up the floor. Smith comes out to pressure him, a steal attempt. Strickland gets down low, scores it, and the foul, and that's going to be number four on Dayton Cole with 8:37 to play. And so that makes it 62-49 and can make it 50 here. Successful free throw attempt. Timeout from the Jackson bench. And I think this will be a 30-second. No, full timeout. Let's take 60 seconds. 8:37 to play when we come back. 62-49, the Jackson lead on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for spring classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM weather.
Cloudy skies, overnight low of around 10 degrees. Throughout our Tuesday, partly sunny. We'll see 29 by the afternoon. And Tuesday night, mostly cloudy conditions. Temperatures right around 22 degrees for our low. Looking ahead, Wednesday, cloudy, 35, and a bit windy throughout the day. You're listening to Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
And it is Keelan Strickland at the line for Kellogg. Missed the free throw, rebounded by Kathy. So our score is still 62-49 with 8.5 to play in this one. Jackson leads with the ball. Aquari Smith sets up the offense out on the floor, moves to the left wing, hands off to Brent Wiles. Gets into the free throw line area, backs it back out to Smith, right wing for Daniels. He goes around Hubbard, now caught on the switch. Dribbles past him into the lane, and Daniels with a nice shot.
Good job.
You switch that big guy on him, you got to go past him, yep.
He did a good job setting him up with a little head and shoulder fake.
Yep. Bailey got on the left side for Kellogg, gets to Strickland, drives past Smith, ran into the weak side defensive help from Smith, and rebounded by Wiles. Dribble around Aquari Smith, run into Alex Smith at 6'6", 245. That's not an ideal look. Wiles drives, kind of a wild shot, and they got it up there. Chance at the offensive rebound, but now Dyson running the break with Strickland, and a layup out of that. Good pass by Dyson to drop it off for Strickland. 64-51, Jackson quickly the other way. Wiles goes up with a left hand. Thought he might get the three-point play try, but he just couldn't get it to go, so two free throws coming for Brett Wiles.
That's going to be four fouls on the big man for Kellogg. Hubbard. Can I call him 6'9"?
Yeah, I think he's every bit of that. Yeah. 7:29 to play, 64-51, and Hubbard still out there, leaving him with four. Been a while since we've seen Quentin Jones. That's the likely replacement, so maybe stick with Hubbard and let Jones continue to rest.
Wiles going to get a deserved rest. He's been going really hard these last 2 minutes.
Yeah, his team leads by 15, 66-51, 7:28 to play. LeBron, Kathy, Daniels, Alex Smith, and Aquari Smith out there for Jackson on the defense. Hubbard out to Bailey. Left side now for back into the game, Petre the third. He drives, drops it off for Hubbard, and there's a nice, you can see that 6'8 frame getting something up into the rim. At point-blank range, 66-53. Smith open on the run-out, though. Little chaos. Nobody found Smith, and he hits a triple out of the corner, 69-53.
You don't find Smith. That's a mistake.
And that's going to be a travel call as Dyson went on the move. The defense set up just right to shut him down, and he took an extra step. Turnover. Good job. That's LeBron making another nice play. That you might not see that on the stat sheet, but he's been
He really moved his feet well. And yeah. Cut Dyson off and did a good job of getting the ball without fouling.
You know, and Gabe Damey, who LeBron's kind of getting the start for, with Damey having a little back injury, leading assist guy for the Jets. Meanwhile, a nice feed by Aquari Smith down to Alex Smith, and he missed two shots down there. And you could tell Aquari Smith wanted that assist because he found him wide open.
Yeah.
But LeBron's been really doing a good job of stepping up and being a good passer for doing kind of what Gabe Damey does and just protect the basketball.
Here's an automatic two for the Jets, I think.
Alex Smith, the 42% free throw shooter. And it's nothing
There's
but
one.
That.
Yeah, he just looked like he was going to make these to me.
6:39 remaining in this one, 70-53. The Jackson Jets lead at home. Second one comes off like a grenade. Rebounded by Kellogg. Strickland coming up, setting up at the top of the key. Left side now for Brett White. He dribbles around a screen into the lane. Turns around out to Strickland on the left wing. He drives against Cathy. Gets up into the air, scores it. And it looks like we're going to get a foul against Colby Cathy. And that's indeed what happens. Chance for a three-point play for Keelan Strickland. 6'3", freshman guard out of East Point, Michigan.
Yeah, he had zero in the first eight. This could be his ninth point of the second half. And he's looking to take it strong to the basket each time.
And he hits. And I think I think he's been earning minutes because he's been matching up against some of those guards for Jackson that they're trying to do some good stuff against. But now he finds himself down a little outsized against Colby Cathy. As LeBron makes a move out on the wing, gets into the lane, into the air, tries to drop it off for Alex Smith, but Aquari Smith comes through and gets it out to Cathy. Hands off to Daniels coming around. And into the lane. Daniels goes up and under. Double clutch. Pretty shot. And Alex Daniels continues the scoring onslaught in the second half. He's got his team out to a 72-56 lead with under 6 minutes to play. Still a lot of time if Kellogg gets hot here. Boykins makes a move out to Strickland left wing. Brett White at the top trying to feed Jones down on the block. He's back into the game for Hubbard. And Strickland will take the three instead. It's short front rim, but the long rebound comes back out to Strickland. And now he's on the drive, drops it down for Jones. Blocked from behind by Cathy. Daniels running the floor with Aquari Smith, and they grab him.
Ooh, that might be intentional.
They got the foul. I don't know if they didn't signal intentional, but that's certainly
In the NBA, they give them a clear path foul where be two in the ball.
This will be a timeout from the Kellogg bench. 60-second timeout. Let's take a break. 5:24 to play. 72-56 Jackson leads, and we're back in a minute with the conclusion of this game on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for spring classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
Are you struggling to find staff to keep your business running efficiently? Let McKibben Media Group and Fox Sports 101.9 FM help you find new employees so that you can get back to running a business. McKibben Media Group can tailor a recruiting marketing plan for you using our stations in Jackson and Hillsdale County, along with our digital specialists to target potential recruits on the web and social media. For more information, call 787-9546 and ask for Brian, or send an email to BrianB@K1053.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Out of the timeout, Jackson back on the floor with Alex Daniels, Aquari Smith, Damaso LeBron, Colby Cathy, and Alex Smith. I don't think Aquari or Daniels have taken a break at all up to this point.
They have logged a lot of minutes and playing in high pace as well. Their conditioning is definitely better than both of us.
5:24 to play, and it's Daniels at the free throw line. Got that one down. 73-56 after Daniels knocks down the first free throw after he was out on the break and they grabbed him. And the second one, nothing but net. String music, and Kellogg coming up trailing 74-56. Boykins gets to White, drops it off for Jones, back out to Boykins. Now it was Dyson, working against Strickland, or working against Jackson, back to Strickland. White will take a deep three with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Side rim goes out of bounds. And, yeah, Kellogg's struggling from beyond the arc tonight.
And you could see Dyson wanted to do something, and LeBron just was moving his feet so well. Dyson finally just gave up the ball in frustration.
Inbound goes to Aquari Smith, getting a little full court pressure here by Kellogg. Quick hands by White, knocks it out of bounds, and it'll still be Jackson ball. 27 on the shot clock. Inbound goes to Kathy and gets it to LeBron in the middle of the floor. He gets it over the timeline. And now into Smith in the corner. Aquari dribbles out of there to the top. 19 seconds with 4:46 to play. Left side for Daniels. Working against pressure defense from White. Directing little traffic. Crosses him over. Gets passed. And now whistle. And the foul is going to go against White. But he took the worst of it. I bumped knees or something. But Alex Daniels goes to the free throw line.
Gets the personal foul and sends him to the line.
Yeah. That's 18 fouls here against Kellogg as Daniels hits. And let's risk jinxing him, but I don't think he's missed from the free throw line yet.
7 for 7 tonight.
4:36 on the clock. Can push the lead back to 20 here with this make, and he does, and it's 76-56. Daniels having a hell of a second half. Boykins driving against Smith, gets to the second help defense there. Alex Smith goes up straight up, but he jumped, and they'll call him for a foul. He got the block, but two free throws coming for Tavier Boykins, 6'2", sophomore from Battle Creek, Walled Lake Western High School.
Alex Smith wondering what else can he do.
Yeah. Boykins hits the free throw. 4:27 to play. We'll get Dayton Cole back into the game for Smith, it looks like. Now they both have four fouls. Missed free throw, rebounded by Smith, so Cole will have to wait. They get it out to LeBron. They're going to meet him right at half court with 4:20 to play. 76-57, LeBron on the left side. Looking for Smith. Now Daniels comes around, finds a little breathing room for three, and doesn't even look for a moment like it's not going to go in. Nothing but string.
That's a shooting performance that we're seeing treated to.
Yeah, there's a drive by Strickland, and Kathy gets the block, but he came through with some momentum on his arm, and he draws the foul. And what was did you see the official signaling what the foul was?
Kind of jerked his head back.
Yeah.
Saying he got him in the face.
Under 4 minutes to play, 79-57. Strickland at the free throw line, and that one comes out. And now Smith will go to the bench. Dayton Cole back into the game.
Smith did a very nice job. Good minutes there.
Yeah, and as we saw, it's a tough matchup down on Quentin Jones, but they've really slowed him down here in the second half. And Strickland misses both. Kathy rebounds, gets it out to Daniels, running the floor for Jackson. DeMaso LeBron set up on the right wing, and he'll move to the middle of the floor, set up the offense, directing a little traffic as they come out to meet him. Dribbles left side, hands off to Daniels. Daniels, for a moment, might just pull it from there. They gave him a little space, a couple steps behind the line. Aquari Smith into the elbow. Daniels pulls this one instead, and he got it to go. Alex Daniels unconscious out there, 82-57 in fuego. And they get it down to Jones on the offensive end. He gets it up there, and that's a tough shot. And really, not a pretty finish, but it goes in again. And sometimes you just got to get it up on the rim. 3:18 to play. Jackson's lead, 82-59. Smith out of the corner. Out to LeBron. They come chase him out to midcourt. 3:09. Right wing, Aquari Smith. Top of the key for Cole. Swings it to LeBron. Looking for Daniels off the screen at the top. Gets the shot off. Can't hit the three, but he gets it on the arm. You can see why he didn't make it, and he'll have three free throws. Still counts for 3 points if you make them all.
And is there any reason to believe he's not going to make them all? This guy, you usually have to pay pretty good money to see a performance like this.
Yeah. And these guys, credit to Jackson Jet, you can kind of see they're loving feeding him for those shots. And he hits. 83-59 with 2:58 to play. Jackson continues to stretch this lead out. Daniels gets that one.
Alex Daniels has 28 points this half to go with 12 in the first.
Wow. And he's then the last free throw comes off the heel. And it's Brett White goes up to rebound. 84-59. Kellogg with the ball. White coming around, gets a screen from Boykins into the lane. And Cole just holding his spot, and they'll blow a foul against him. And that'll be five. And he really did just kind of stand in there and take the hit in the chest. I still call him for a foul.
Again, I'm not sure when you're a big man what you're supposed to do better than what Cole just did.
Yeah.
I mean, he stood there, hands were up. They definitely initiated the contact.
Mm-hmm. 2:49 left on the clock here. Brett White at the line, 84-59 the score. And I think Alex Daniels has made it easy for us to do the post game can be a little shorter. We know at least one answer to one question. White gets the second free throw to go, 84-60. Inbound goes to Smith. Gets it to Kathy. Full court pressure here. Into the hands of Daniels. And he passes to Kathy in the middle of the floor. Gets it over the timeline to LeBron. 21 seconds still on the clock. The shot clock, that is. 2:36 on the game clock. LeBron pressured out on the floor. 15 seconds. Clearing it out. Daniels gets it to Aquari Smith. He'll pull up the jumper. That's a little long. Rebounded by Kellogg out to run. It's Boykins running with Dyson up for the two-handed finish. Glad we got another dunk in before the end of this one. 2:17 to play. LeBron quickly back up the floor for Jackson.
That was a nice hang on the rim, too.
Yeah. That was a pretty flush. 2:07 to play, 84-62. They get it to Daniels. Bailey coming out to pressure him. Daniels off the dribble into the lane. Sidesteps the defense down there. Puts up a lefty scoop that almost goes. And instead, it'll just be two more free throws for Alex Daniels. Although coming to us all the way courtesy of Atlanta, Georgia, Leesville Road High School, listed at 6'3", 165, freshman.
And if any of the family or friends are listening to us online, which is a possibility,
yeah,
congratulations, because your man is going for 40 right now and looking to add to it.
Got it. First free throw is good. Under 2 minutes to play, 85-62. And Dyson and White will get pulling on this one, kind of pulling the troops out. White had a really nice start to the second half. Showed us some really good footwork and scoring ability as Daniels hits that free throw. Wiles will come in. Daniels will go to the bench. And that should draw a pretty good ovation from this crowd here at Jackson College for a great performance in the second half especially. 86-62, he had a lot of the points to get this lead out to where it stands now at 24.
In a regular season game, you just don't hear that kind of ovation for somebody coming out. That's how special it was tonight.
Bailey in the corner missed the three, rebounded by Wiles, turns the pivot, gets it to LeBron. Minute 46 to play, Demasa LeBron in the midcourt, gets it over the timeline, and slows it down 20 seconds. Wiles to the top for Aquari Smith. He had a nice shooting day, too. That one's short from the elbow, rebounded by Kellogg. And that'll get a timeout from the Kellogg bench with a minute 31 to play. We'll keep it right here on the broadcast.
He's giving us the full timeout.
Full timeout. Well, now I don't want to keep it. Let's take a 60-second break, and we'll come back with the final 91 seconds of this game. 86-62, Jackson leads here at Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics that can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
It's the only indoor range in the Jackson area, the Lead Bunker. Exercise your Second Amendment right all year long with heat in the winter and AC in the summer. The Lead Bunker has new shooter packages available, plus a great selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. Memberships are available at the Lead Bunker for 6 months or an annual with unlimited range time and special savings. Non-member lane rentals available too. The Lead Bunker has their own gunsmith on staff, now scheduling CPL classes in person or online at Lead Bunker. BunkerINC.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Out of timeout, Kellogg turns it over. Jackson's got it. They're chasing him around the backcourt. Gets it over the timeline to Aquari Smith on the wing. Now out to LeBron as he holds on. Minute 9 to play here. Kathy gets to the top for Wiles. Now left side, Aquari Smith looked at the three. Wiles at the top. 7 seconds on the shot clock. He fires a triple. Boykins rebounds up the floor. And there's a drive into the air. Yeah, going for a dunk. What the heck, right? You're down 86-62. Why not go try to flush one? That was a drive from Solomon Petre III, 6'5", out of Ypsilanti, Michigan, Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard High School.
Petre III looking to get in the scoring column. The goose egg at the moment.
I guess I thought he had one, but I'll take your word for it, Brian. You're usually pretty good about those things. 53.1 as he toes the free throw line. And that one's good.
All right, well, 23 points lead for the Jets. And if you can hang around, don't leave us yet, because when a guy scores over 40, we try to get to talk to him. So we're going to see if we can get Alex Daniels here for a quick couple questions.
Free throw miss there. Alex Smith rebounds out to LeBron. 49 seconds, 86-63. Jackson leads. So it'll be a W. We just got to settle on what the final score is going to be. Aquari Smith near midcourt dribbles away from a double team. Wiles to the top for LeBron. 37 seconds, 14 on the shot clock. Aquari Smith out on the floor, hands off to Wiles, now to LeBron. Got Kathy at the high post. Go to Wiles instead. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. 1 second, and the shot clock sounds. So with 22.3, they'll shut the shot clocks down. 86-63, Jackson leads, and one more try here for Kellogg. At least one. Boykins coming up into the elbow area. Keeps driving against LeBron, and the officials swallowed the whistle on that one. And 13 seconds remains, 86-65. And Kellogg will call off the dogs. And that'll be your final, 86-65, the Jackson College Jets. Victorious tonight. Good win in the MCCAA. And Jackson shorthanded, but going out and doing it. And it's largely due to 40-plus points for Alex Daniels, who shot the lights out in the second half. Had a nice first half scoring, but then really just exploded in the second half. And did a great job of finding open space on the floor and gets his team out to a 21-point win. And coming over to join us here on the post game, go ahead and just say hello or something to the mic. I'll get you a level here. Make sure we can hear you.
We can hear you. We got him?
All right, we got him. Alex Daniels coming all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, to be here in Jackson, play at Jackson College. Tell me, how big did that bucket look for you in the second half? Because you were unconscious.
Man, I was just getting good screens, to be honest. I mean, it was really my teammates that were giving me good screens, good passes. I was just able to knock them down today.
You know what? That's what a good teammate says, but you can say good screens all you want. But there was a couple as the shot clock was going down where you were really deep out in the first half and then kind of even a circus one. So, like, anything was falling tonight.
Yeah.
Have you ever had 41 before? 41 is the unofficial total.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Is that a career high?
That's probably, yeah, there's definitely a career high right now.
Only 41.
Looked like more from the visiting bench. But, yeah, you said your teammates were setting good screens, and it did look like in the later in the half that they were just trying to feed you, like they were enjoying feeding you open shots too.
Yeah, it was just about feeding the hot hand today. I mean, sometimes it's me, it could be anyone, but it just happened to be me today.
I tell you what, we love the Aquari Smith and Alex Daniels backcourt.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Is that your guy, your running mate?
Yeah, for sure. That's our dynamic duo right now. Missing out on Gabe right now. It's our trio right now.
Yeah, that's a
yeah.
When that trio is together, that's even tougher. Well, you guys have had to kind of do that all year, make up for different people missing at different times. Has it been difficult to find chemistry? Because really, it looks like you guys have pretty good chemistry. But was that difficult?
At times, I feel like our whole team, we all know our roles at this point. So, you know, there are times when Damaso has to step up, and he did a great job doing that. You know, a Kobe, he did a good job stepping up. So, I mean, we have enough chemistry to where we could all contribute.
Yeah, and I think almost in the end, if you get everybody healthy at the right time, that it could pay off having had to play deeper into your bench and everybody's gotten, you know, some minutes and a little experience.
For sure.
I mean, I say forget the 41 points or the 8 threes. I want to know how you're dealing with all this cold weather coming from Atlanta.
Man, it's been going. It's the coldest weather I've ever been in. I can't even lie. But.
So is that you got to get the heat and you bring it into the gym?
Yeah.
You're heating things up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, right. Congratulations on your performance and the team dub. We're really looking forward. We're hoping for some playoffs, some extra basketball.
Oh, for sure. This isn't it.
All right. Thanks so much. Alex Daniels with 40-plus tonight for the Jackson College Jets joining us on the post game. And we'll see if we can get some more official numbers. But you had him for 41, Brian. And, geez, he must have hit, what do we have him for, about 6 threes in the second half?
Well, yeah, and eight threes for the game. So that's a lot of – and it was not a high volume either. I mean, it was efficient. I'm going to guess – what, maybe 8 for 10 even?
Yeah, not a lot of misses to feel bad about and feel like you were taking too many shots, because like we said, the team was all ready to feed the hot hand, and it looked even like late like they were enjoying getting him more shots, and the more points the merrier, and the team really took that as a group victory rather than some individual achievement.
Yes.
For Alex. And
what's cool, I just watched him run to the locker room, and even the student section that was here had a little tunnel for him, so for him to come through and everybody cheering for him. So everybody, it was clear what a great performance we got to witness tonight from Alex Daniels.
So again, 86-65 is the final. Jackson wins, and it looks like we're going to get the numbers here in a moment and see what officially they have down for him. 42 they have.
Okay, I was doing some quick counting. There are so many circles to count from free throws, too, because what did he go from the line?
They have 11 of 16 overall, 8 for 8 from three-point land. So he didn't even miss out there.
I thought I saw a miss, but might have been somebody else.
12 of 13 at the free throw line, 42 points. Had 3 assists to go with that and 3 boards. And, you know, he handles the ball a lot, and really kind of without Damian in the game, then you could tell they kind of turned to him to kind of trigger the offense. So to be able to start getting him the buckets, it was nice.
Yeah, and he talked, he so humble too with that performance, but talked about Damaso stepping up. Damaso did a great job on Rasheed Dyson. He had him frustrated. He took a guy averaging 22 a game and held him to 6. Now that was a team effort, not just LeBron,
right.
But LeBron a big part of that.
And you don't want to let Aquari Smith's performance tonight go unnoticed with 21 points, and he shot 9 of 20 and 3 of 10 from beyond the arc. Went a little colder in the second half, but again, both of those guys in. Well, Smith played the full 40 minutes, and Daniels 36 as they pulled him out to kind of let him have an ovation late in the game. But yeah, the minutes that those guys had to play, and still to have the legs enough to go 8 for 8 from 3-point land, most of that done in the second half. You said, what do you have in the second half for scoring?
Well, he had 12 at half. So
30?
40, yeah, 30 in the second half.
30 points in one half is even more impressive out of Alex Daniels tonight. So let's we'll run it down here. We have 4 points for LeBron, 21, Aquari Smith, 5 for Brent Wiles, 42, Alex Daniels. Cathy did not score. He played 26 minutes, but he did a lot of nice defensive stuff. Dayton Cole had 8 points, including a powerful flush. And then 6 points for Alex Smith. Rebounding was 10 for Wiles, 10 for Smith. Smith. And Cole had 3. And, 6 rebounds for Kathy was nice.
Yeah, kind of that two-headed monster of Cole and Smith. You know, you put them together, 14 points, 13 boards. I mean, because they were always just in for one another. So if you get 14 and 13 from your center position, That's a good game by both those guys, too.
And playing without really their starter at that spot in Isaiah Brown. Nice job for those guys to make those minutes count in covering for their missing friend.
Can we basically just say if you had a Jet Uni on today, you had a good game?
Yeah.
I think we can.
I don't think there's anybody who I would say even played poorly. I think Wiles went 1-for-7, and I think the last couple times we've seen them play, he's had a better game than that. But again, he does his value really. If he has to score, he will, but his value comes in playing tough defense and getting him extra possessions and loose balls and rebounding. If you get 10 boards, I'm going to say you had a good game.
10 boards and you're guarding the other team 6'9 guy.
Yeah.
He did his job tonight.
So, good job on the defensive end for the Jets because Dyson, the leading scorer in scoring average at about 22 a game, was held to just 6, and those were all in the second half, and he shot 3 out of 10. And White, who, again, at moments was explosive, still shot 5 out of 17 for a total of 17 points. And then Jones, who did have a really nice game, had 19 points and 6 boards to lead Kellogg.
Yeah. I mean, we talk offense, we talk defense, rebounding. Mm-hmm. Just a good performance from the Jet men's basketball program today.
Yeah, so thanks to Alex Daniels for making it easy for us to choose our player of the game tonight. He's our winner with 42 points and 8 of 8 from three-point land is a pretty good shooting night for anyone. So, we'll wrap it up here from Jackson College. Fun day once again, Jackson College basketball. And, again, when you get the chance, come out and see these guys. And if you don't get a chance to come see them, tune them in on the radio here in Fox Sports 101.9 FM.